Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've watched Red Zone the last 2 weeks because Steelers Thursday and Steelers Sunday night, and it's been the worst 2 weeks of Red Zone football of all time.
My mother-in-law was against...
There were no good games on Sunday except Jets-Bengals.
She stopped by again and apparently does not watch Red Zone. She loves the Steelers, is a big sports fan. She watched it and noticed like that they were jumping from game to game, and I just got a very plain-spoken, "What is this?" And I said, "It's Red Zone. It's kind of like football on drugs." She said, "Yes, exactly. And that's why I don't do drugs. This is too much." Have you ever met anybody that's had like red zone fatigue where they're just like, "I can't handle this"?
Sometimes that happens to me where it's sensory overload and I feel like I'm watching everything but retaining nothing.
Yeah, Sarah doesn't like when I put Red Zone on. Like if there's a non-1 p.m. Steeler game or they're just off.
Dude, the
she says it messes with her OCD.
The move for me early in the year when it's still nice enough to sit on the deck and watch games, like so first probably 3-4 weeks of the year maybe.
Yeah.
Big TV has Steelers game sound on. Bring down, since we have YouTube TV now, bring down one of the smaller TVs from like our guest room.
Yes.
Plug it in outside. Red Zone on the small TV on mute. It's glorious, man.
Quote from someone I knew.
Knew.
Who I used to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
On Red Zone. "This is better than sex. And I love sex," is what this person said.
Was it a woman?
I'm not going to say.
Someone he used to know. What is this, a Gautier song?
What happened to that guy, by the way?
Now he's just somebody we used to know.
What do you think?
I'm pretty sure he was like a producer. Who
now you're just
like
somebody who watches Red Zone.
I'm not a huge fan of that song.
He didn't want, I don't know, I guess like he would rather produce music than like be the actual artist. That song's great. We've had an argument about that song before.
Did I say it was bad?
Yeah.
Because it is.
It's a great song.
What do you think is the 4:05 game on Fox we get Sunday? Jags, Raiders, or Saints, Rams?
Oh my God. Jags, Raiders would be my guess.
Boy, that is a bad duo.
I think we're going to get Saints, Rams.
Wouldn't we get Jags-Raiders because it's an AFC game?
No, I think they'll just give us the game that they deem to be like higher on their power rankings because neither one has like a Pittsburgh. It's not an AFC North team playing.
Part of me would say,
so I think
like
we'll just
old,
get Saints-Rams.
The old Raiders, like, you know,
no, it's, that's
used
too,
to be.
Too far removed.
Man, Mark Davis has really jacked up their Q rating. They have great uniforms still, but they got to be one of the only like 70s heritage franchises that I would argue has fallen on hard times and actually become diminished in stature. Like it would legitimately...
Hello, Cowboys.
The Cowboys are still the most talked about and covered team.
I get
I'm talking
saying.
About like from an attention standpoint.
Yeah, you're right. The Raiders like don't move the needle at all.
Right.
Time for Donnie's biggest football topic of the day. It's called the Donnie Football Debrief, and it's brought to you by Saloni's, Italian bread company over 100 years of baking experience. Don?
The debrief, October 28, 2025.
You have a lozenge in right now, by the way?
No.
Oh.
I feel like I need one. I don't know why he said that, Don.
I never asked you how your trip was.
No, you didn't, but we can talk about it later.
Okay.
I never asked you how your trip was either. That's some bad work by us.
Guess you guys didn't miss me that much.
Jeez.
Guess I don't bring much to the table here, huh?
Well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's only one producer on the station who should be cracking the mic from what I've
heard. Yeah, we might need to abolish
this. And it ain't me!
We might need to abolish this segment. Anyway, continue.
So Daniel Jones, who is obviously having a fantastic year. The Colts are the best team in football by record. He joined the Pat McAfee show earlier. I thought they had a pretty funny exchange as he was signing off.
About to get back in the film room. We got to see what these Steelers look like.
I'll tell you.
You're going to like what you see.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Thank you, Word.
He's the kind of Daniel Jones.
Danny.
Don't say that to him.
No, I know. I know. But he might.
Good news is Tomlin just had his press conference and said they're not changing the damn thing.
We knew that, though. We knew that.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we knew that.
That might be the most like negative that I've ever heard that show be.
Tone Diggs, who you hear there in that clip, responded to something Donnie tweeted today about how, oh, we're having that annual maybe Art Rooney's the problem conversation in Pittsburgh, and it's happening a lot earlier on the calendar than it usually does. And, right, would you say I paraphrased that accurately? And Tone Diggs from Pat McAfee responded to Donnie and said, Dan 3 is an absolute dog. And I came in and I saw Donnie today and I asked him, do you think he said that because he knows that Malzi and I troll that show sometimes for saying that everybody is a dog? Or does he actually think that the next successor here, the man that is going to inherit the Steelers' throne, is actually going to fix all of this stuff that we're
I have an answer to
bitching
that.
About?
I have an answer. It's definitive. I think he really thinks Danny Rooney is like
a dog.
That, is a dog. I've heard almost exclusively good stuff about Danny Rooney, the football guy.
Okay.
I had heard when the Ramsey trade happened that he had a surprising level of agency in making that deal happen.
Okay. I like that.
Like in terms of what outsiders would think, because I think most people would just say, well, Tomlin wanted this. I heard that Mike's role in that deal was like more minimal and that Danny Rooney was very prominent.
Okay.
I also think that the other reason Tone Diggs would not, I know those guys are aware of us, obviously. I think they're doing the dog thing no matter what. Even though we are a Marconi-winning radio station, even though you and I are a highly rated show, I think we are still a fly on the windshield for Tone.
Jeez. A fly on the windshield.
I didn't think when he sent that reply that it was like, oh, I know that the two guys that this kid works with always make fun of us for calling people dogs.
Well, aren't they on the air at a similar time?
Yeah, but Tone's dad listens to us.
Would Tone's
dad
be like?
I mean, so does Phil.
So does Phil.
Yeah, but I think Phil is very... I've never heard... I get texts from Phil, and it's always very nice stuff about the show or stuff like he's listening and is amused by something.
I mean, we're just busting their balls. They say dogs
Phil
all
has,
the time.
Phil has never sent me a text going, man, could you cool it on the dog stuff?
They do. They call everybody dogs.
Like, I just think it's funny, man.
I mean, if he's listening right now, he's probably chuckling about
it. Yes.
Phil, that is.
I do think, like, Pat has made it very clear that, like, one of the MO of that show is they want it to be positive and fun, and they're not going to do a bunch of, they're not going to, like, bury anybody, which is why them kind of doing that, like, tongue-in-cheek side-eye at Tomlin and saying, like, yeah, of course nothing's going to change, and you might love what you see on film because they stink, like, that's the most negative I've heard those
Man,
dudes.
I'll tell you what, I'm looking right now, I went down this rabbit hole after pulling up the games for this weekend and what we would get on TV here in Pittsburgh. ESPN lists the get-in price for all of these games. Now, if you guys have cheated, this isn't going to work. But
no, okay.
What do you think the get-in price is for Chiefs Bills on Sunday?
That's
$350.
Where is that game? At Arrowhead?
No.
Oh, at Buff? Get in?
Oh.
Get in. Not the most expensive.
Yeah, I'm going at least $350.
No, I don't think so. I think it's like $180.
Donnie's closer, but he loses by Price is Right rules. 303.
Oh, wow. All right, I'm just an idiot.
What do you think Steelers-Colts is, get-in price?
They give you $20. I'll say like 78.
I'll go like 145.
You are on the money. 138.
Still lost. $1, Bob.
Here are the games.
I mean, NFL games are just getting more expensive.
I'm wildly
as it goes.
Out of touch.
You need
with
to that. Have like a bad, bad team to.
Here are the games that are cheaper to get into. Bears and Bengals by $1.
And this is just for one ticket, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm guessing like a pair. Bears Bengals, yeah, like 138 apiece.
Like per ticket, yeah.
Okay. Wow. Oh, yeah.
Bears Bengals 137, a dollar cheaper. Chargers Titans in Nashville, $23.
Well, wasn't
like
Dolphins,
a pirate
Browns,
afternoon game?
Wasn't the Dolphins like Browns 10. Like $8?
Yeah, but that was like played in a monsoon. That game was played in like terrible, terrible weather.
Let's see what else here. Broncos Texans in Houston, $88. Jaguars Raiders, $86. Saints Rams, $54. Seahawks Commanders, $74. For a Sunday nighter.
Of all those games that are cheaper than the Steelers game, which one would you be most willing to...
Well, there's one more. Cardinals-Cowboys, $21.
Which game would you be most willing to shell out the money for? Like, taking into account how good you think the game will be relative to the price.
Cheaper, you're saying?
Yeah, of the games that are cheaper. You might not take the cheapest game if you don't think it'll be a good game.
Did you say, what'd you have, Texans-Broncos
you know
what?
I'd go to
there?
That one. Yeah, that's the one I would
You know what? I might actually go for the opposite reason to Cowboys-Cardinals. I kind of just want to see that offense go crazy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.